Once there was a farmer. He had a field. He was getting ready his field for planting. And like we learned in Shabbos Halachas, the first thing you do to a field to get ready for planting is called Choyresh. Remember Choyresh? Now, one of the things of Choyresh is plowing, which is digging up the field. And one of the things for Choyresh is where you throw off the rocks, you get off the rocks from the field, because you cannot plant the field if it's covered with rocks. So by getting rid of the rocks, you're getting the field ready for planting. Most farmers, what do they do with the big rocks that are in the way in their field? Well, they carry them over to the side of the field, and they put them by the side of their field, and they use them for something. What can you do with those rocks? You build a fence, you build a wall, and you can make a nice wall out of all the rocks. Of course, you have to work hard doing it. You have to make the rocks to fit together nice, and maybe cement them together so they stick. But after a while, if you work hard, you get a nice wall. This farmer did not make a wall with his rocks. In fact, he was too lazy to do that. He wanted to do something that was easier to do with his rocks. He had to get them off the field, but he didn't want to build a wall. He didn't want to use them for anything else or take them to his house and do something with them. What did he do with the rocks? He threw them in the road. He threw them out of his field onto the road where people go. Wagons go, people walk, animals go. He threw them in the road. He didn't care that they were getting in the way of people. You can imagine, you go down a road and all of a sudden there's big rocks in the road. But he didn't care. People told him, hey, keep your rocks in your own property. Don't mess up the road. He says, don't tell me what to do. I'm clearing off my field and I'm just throwing them in the road. He only thought of himself. He didn't think of other people. One day, this farmer was working in his field, getting it ready for planting, throwing off the rocks into the road, not caring. And a man was walking by, an old man with a beard, and he says to the farmer, what are you doing throwing rocks from a field that's not yours into a road that belongs to you? Does that make sense? You're throwing off rocks from a field that doesn't belong to you, and you're throwing them into a road that belongs to you. What are you doing that for? Now the farmer thought, this is some kind of an old man who doesn't think too much or who doesn't have too much brains or something like that. And he says to the old man, that is a very foolish thing to say. It's the opposite. This is my field, and the road doesn't belong to anybody. So I'm clearing off my field, and I'm throwing off the rocks into a road that doesn't belong to anybody. I don't care what happens to the rocks. And the old man just shook his head, and he walked away, and the farmer was laughing, thinking that the old man was a fool. After a while, after a few days, or a few weeks, or a few months, things happened to the farmer. Little bit by little bit, he became poorer, and he had to sell things to get money. He had to sell furniture. He had to sell things that he had. His wife had to sell things. Finally, they had to sell their house and their fields because they became so poor. And he had to move into a little house somewhere else, and instead of working his own field, he had to work somebody else's field. He became a worker. Instead of a balabas on his own field, he became a worker for somebody else. He became so poor. And one night, after working a whole day from morning till night in the other field where he was working, he was walking home to his little house, and he was so tired. And he was going, it was dark already, and he was thinking about how it used to be so much better and how he lost everything. And all of a sudden, as he's going through the road, trying to get home, hungry and tired, all of a sudden he falls and trips over a rock in the road. And as he falls down, he hits himself against another rock in the road. And he hurts. He says, "Who put these rocks in the road? This is a terrible thing. I'm walking home from work. I'm tired. I'm hungry. And I have to walk in the road. And all of a sudden, there's big rocks in the road. Who could do such a thing? This is a road that people walk on, people use. I'm going home from a whole day of work. How else am I going to get home? I'm going on the road. Who could do such a thing?" All of a sudden, as he picked himself up, he looked around where he was. The moon was shining, and he recognized he was right next to the field that he used to own. And these were the exact rocks that he himself had thrown into the road. And now he himself had fallen and hurt himself on his own rocks that he had thrown in the road. And all of a sudden he remembered the words of the old man. "Why are you throwing rocks off of a field that doesn't belong to you into a road that does belong to you?" And now he saw the old man was very, very smart. The field belonged to him then. Now it doesn't belong to him anymore. But the road that belongs to everybody also belongs to him. Everybody could walk in the road. And now the only thing that really belonged to him was the road, because he really had nothing else for himself. And he tripped and he fell over the rocks that he put on the road and himself. Now, of course, the main thing we learn from this story is that you don't just think about yourself. You think about others, because you might do a thing, a selfish thing that now is good for you. Later on, it's going to backfire, and you're going to see that it's going to come back on you. You have to think what you do. Is it good for me and other people? Or, chas v'shalom, is it making trouble for other people? This is a part of Avos Yisrael. And also, Pashit, it's good midos not to just think of yourself all the time, but consider other people. Why did I tell the story just now? There's a certain reason why just now I told this story. Okay, this boy is going to tell us the answer. Why I told this story now in class?
Because people had garbage on the floor and people could also slip on it.
Very good. It was after recess. People had been eating and drinking different things and different juices and having bags of potato chips. And of course, there is a certain place to put all of these things, and that's called the garbage can. Then your row is clean, and it's nice for you to sit in your row, and everybody else, it's nice for them also. Now, what happens if somebody has a juicy, and he has a bag of potato chips, and he's playing kugelach on the floor, or he's playing by his desk, or he's playing with his friends, and it's snack time, and it's recess time? Very fine. And then at the end of recess, I ring the bell a few times, say 1, 2, 3, we go back to our desks. All of a sudden, we look on the floor, it's full of garbage. That means the boy left the garbage on the floor. He left it in a place that belongs really to other people. Or maybe even himself, his own row. There's where the garbage is. And number one, it doesn't look nice. It's not covered for Hashem in his little Beis HaMikdash, which is his little classroom in yeshiva, that he should have chas v'shalom garbage in there. It's not covered for Hashem. It's not covered for you. It's not nice for anyone else. So what should you do? Don't just think about yourself and throw your garbage wherever you want. You should get rid of it and put it in the garbage can. Who knows if you might be walking and slipping on it or something like that. Or it's just not going to be nice for your row. Or maybe the principal will come in and all of a sudden say, Look what I see in this row over here. And he sees the garbage. This is the way the classroom has to look. And it's the garbage that you left there. How are you going to feel? Wouldn't you feel much nicer if you had thrown it away? And then you're proud of your classroom and you're proud of your row and you feel like a mensch?